弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
非常高兴今天早上有机会跟弟兄姊妹一同来分享神的话。
I'm very glad that this morning I have a chance to share with you from the Word of God.
每一次来到弟兄姊妹中间，我里面充满了喜乐。
Every time I come to the midst of you, my heart is filled with joy.
我看见这么多弟兄姊妹在主里面一同来追求，一同来赞美。
As I see so many brothers and sisters who are seeking and pursuing after the Lord, who are praising the Lord.
特别在我们的伯饼聚会里面。
Especially as we meet before the table.
弟兄姊妹从心里发出感谢和赞美。
I hear your praises from the depth of your heart.
因为我们的主他为我们成就了大事。
Because our Lord truly has done great things for us.
而且我们的神永远不改变。
And he never changed.
每次想到他在我们身上的作为，我们就献上感谢，献上赞美。
Every time I consider his work in us,Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praises.
今天早上跟弟兄姊妹同交通一个祷告的人。
This morning I want to share with you about this matter of a man of prayer.
我只做但以理和他三个朋友的事情，我们来看我们在神面前该有的一个光景。
Through the story of Daniel and his three friends, we want to consider before the Lord the condition we should be in.
我想我们还是一同来读一段大家都非常熟悉的圣经。
I want to share with, let's read together a scripture that's very, very familiar to us.
就是帖撒罗尼前书第五章十六到十八节。
From 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18.
我想这几节圣经大家都非常熟悉。
We trust these scriptures are very familiar to you.
而且我们都非常常常能背出来。
And some of you can even memorize it.
但是我们但愿这个圣经不是从我们口里出来，而是从我们身上活出这样的一个生命的实际。
But we hope that these scriptures will not only come out of your mouth, but it will be lived out as a reality from your lives.
也许我们一同来读两遍，好不好
？Let us read it twice.
一起来请。
Together from 16.
方便的言语一同来。
You can read in whichever language you're familiar with.
好，一起。
Together.
要常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
In everything give thanks.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。感谢主。在这里使徒保罗告诉我们。
Here Apostle Paul tells us,
我们要常常喜乐。
We need to rejoice always.
要不住的祷告。
To pray unceasingly.
要凡事的谢恩。
In all things give thanks.
这里不是我们能做不能做的问题。
This is not about if we can do or cannot do.
而是神在基督耶稣里向我们每一个神的儿女所定的旨意。
But this is God's will for every single one of us.
感谢神。
Sons and daughters of God.
在我们的生活中常常遇见很多不同的事情。
We thank the Lord. Cause us to encounter different circumstances.
在那个平安在顺利的时候我们能喜乐能赞美。
And when everything is going well in peace, we can praise him and thank him.
但是我们生活中常常也有很多不愉快的事情。
So often there are many unpleasant things.
也许很多事情我们没有办法喜乐。
Many things cannot cause us to rejoice.
但是保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
我们要靠主来喜乐。
We need to rejoice in the Lord.
因为这一些生活的情形
，because these circumstances in life，
这些难处
，these difficulties，
要我们更多来依靠神
，will cause us to rely on Him。
当我们靠主，我们就能够喜乐。
When we rely on the Lord, we can rejoice。
我们靠自己，常常要背重担。
If we rely on ourselves, we're casting a burden on our
shoulders。
我们
能力。
But our prayers will
赞美神的荣耀
power, ，so that we can give praise to His
glory。因为使徒保罗自己就是我们的榜样。
Because Paul is our example。
我们保罗弟兄他在监牢里面。
Our brother Paul, when he was in prison,
他在捆锁的里面
when he was under bondage of chains,
他还劝腓立比人说你们要靠主喜乐
He still encouraged the brothers, the brethren in Philippians, rejoice in the Lord.
所以实在是神在我们身上他所定的旨意
Truly, it is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
人的在难处处是不能容易赞美的
In our difficulties, it's very hard to praise him.
所以圣经才告诉我们说用赞美为祭来献给神。
That is why the Bible tells us offer a sacrifice of praise.
什么是赞美为祭
?What is a sacrifice of praise?
这是不能赞美的时候我靠着主能够把赞美归给神。
That is when the circumstance prevents us from praising, we can offer to him a sacrifice.
在艰难中我们仍然来赞美。
In the difficulties, we can praise
him. 这就是赞美的祭.
That is the sacrifice of praise.
所以早上我们但愿盼望借助但以理和他的三个朋友的事情.
So this morning, through the stories of Daniel and his friends,
我们认识一个赞美人该有的表现.
We can see what a man of praise.
但愿借助这些历史上的事情, 也让我能够学习成为一个赞美的人.
Through these historical stories, that we can learn to be men of praise.
让我们在神面前蒙受更大的恩典.
That we can receive more grace from the Lord.
好，我们现在从但以理书里面来看一看啊，这些祷告的勇士他们是怎样在神面前的学习。So
from the book of Daniel, let's see what they have learned from the Lord. They were warriors in prayer.
我相信弟兄姊妹都但以理书都非常熟悉。We
trust that you all know the book of Daniel pretty well.
如果有些弟兄姊妹都但以理书但以理不是太熟悉的话，你可以翻开但以理书第一章、第二章跟第六章。If
you don't know the story very well, you can turn to the book of Daniel. Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and Chapter 6.
我们还会按照圣经里面的次序来去思想这些祷告的人在神面前给我们该有的学习。
We'll go by the order written in the Bible to meditate on how can we learn from these men of prayer.
但是我们先从但以理第一章第一、第二节里面看见有一件是我们平常不太留意的事情。
There's one thing found in verse 1 and 2 in Chapter 1. Something that we haven't paid a lot of attention to.
当日的犹太人,
Daniel was a Jew.
当日的犹太人,
the Jew at that time.
因为他们是在一个非常艰难的环境中,
they were in a very difficult circumstance.
因为他们被巴比伦王, Nebuchadnezzar王来击败,
because King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, sieged Jerusalem and conquered it.
那个时候犹大王约雅敬, 被抓到, 他们的巴比伦去,
even the king of Judah, Jehoiakim, was captured unto Babylon.
而且在圣殿里面一些器皿也被带到巴比伦去,
and all the vessels in the temple was brought to Babylon.
这是一个非常不容易的光景,
and it's a very difficult time.
但圣经里告诉我们一件事情,
but here in the Bible, it tells us,
是主把这个犹太王交在巴比伦的手上,
it is the Lord who handed the king of Judah into Nebuchadnezzar's hand.
而且是主把这些圣殿的器皿也交在巴比伦手中。
And the Lord gave these vessels into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. And there's something we cannot quite understand.
为什么主要这样来做?
Why did the Lord do such things?
因为当时的犹太人,他们离弃了爱他们的神。
Because the Jewish nation at that time, they
forsook the Lord who loved them. 一直带领他们多少年的神。
They did not worship or pay reverence to the God who led them for all these years.
神一直在他们身上有多少的恩典和带领?
God has shown them so much grace and leading.
但他们却去敬拜偶像,
but they worship idols and they pursue the
Lord. 所以神允许这事情临到他们。
So the Lord allowed these things to happen to them.
这对我们来讲是一个非常严重的警告。
And it's a great, grave warning to us.
我们是蒙神的恩典的人。
We have received God's grace.
我们有没有把心归向神?
Did we give our heart to the Lord?
我们有没有常常来祷告, 来依靠这位神?
Did we often through prayers to rely on Him?
当我们蒙恩的时候, 有没有献上感谢和赞美?
As we receive His grace, do we give Him thanksgiving and praises?
这是给我们一点的提醒。
He reminds us and warns us.
我们看见当时但以理和他的朋友们,
at that time, we see Daniel and his friends.
他们是王族的, 后裔,
they were descendants of a royal family.
他们原来是王子的身份,
they had the position of princes. They had prince, they were nobility.
但是他们被掳到巴比伦去,
but as they were exiled to Babylon,
成为奴隶,
they became slaves.
他们在一个非常艰难的环境中,
they were in a very difficult circumstance.
从后来的情形我看见, 他们在这样环境中还是敬拜他们的神。
Later on, we see even in these circumstances, they
still worship the Lord. 他们的信心在神的面前。
They held fast unto their faith.
刚才说到, 在我顺利的环境中, 我赞美神是何等的容易。
Earlier, we said it is easy for us to praise God in the good circumstance.
在艰难的环境中实在是, 给我们一个严重的考验,
but in difficulty, it is a trial for us.
我们是否相信这个神是掌管一切的神?
Do we still believe that God is a God?
我们相信的神的慈爱是不是永远不改变?
Who controls everything? Do we trust that His love never changes? 刚才我们合并聚会的时候唱到首诗歌说,
我们的神是昨日今日直到永远不改变。
Earlier, we sang a hymn saying He is the God yesterday, today, and forever.
我们只是在头脑上认识这一个。
Do we only know it in our head?
还是我们从心里从发出真实的敬拜
Or do we have a true worship from our heart?
我们后来看见这些贵族的少年人
Later we see these young men of nobility
在巴比伦王要把他们带到王宫里面去
The king of Babylon took them into the palace.
他们要训练他们在要侍立在王的面前。
They were to be trained for the personal service of the king.
这对他们来讲角色是一个很大的改变。
And it is a very different role for them.
从人看来他们从奴隶变成一个在王宫里的宠贵。
From men's perspective, they turn from a slave in God's kingdom to a personal
servant
to the king.
好像对他们讲是一个很大的机会。
As if it was a great opportunity for them.
但是从另外一方面来讲，他们在那里又成为太监。
But in another bit, they became eunuchs.
他们在太监长的底下来受管教。
They were trained under the head of eunuch.
那个巴比伦王要他们教他们学习那个巴比伦的文字学问。他们都跟他们的以色列人敬拜神是一个非常大的差距。
The king of Babylon asked them to learn the language and the knowledges of Babylon. It's very different from worshiping the God of Israel.
但是巴比伦王对他们很宠爱。
But the king of Babylon showed favor to them.
他们把王所吃的膳食和王所饮的酒来赐给他们。
He even gave him food from his portions and the wine that he drank.
我们知道这王的膳食跟酒是非常丰富非常高贵的。
We know that these royal food and the wine that the king drink will be the best of all.
这对于少年人是一个很大的诱惑。
And it's a great temptation to these young men.
但是在这里我们发现有一件事情。
But we see here one story from Daniel.
巴比伦的王所给他们的东西。
What the king of Babylon offered to them.
好像是非常的荣耀非常的丰富。
As if they were so abundant and glorious.
但是从世界来的东西。
But that is from the world.
但以理和的朋友们他们在神面前立个心志。
Daniel and his friends set their heart.
他们不要容让这些东西来沾染他们。
They made up their mind that he will not be defiled by the king's choice food.
因为王的酒王的膳他们是拜偶像的东西。
Because the choice food from the king and the wine from the king.
而且那些东西很多是以色列人所不能接受的那个不洁净的食物。
And there are many food that the Israelites treated as unclean.
但是我们看见但以理和的朋友他们在神面前一个心志不被这些世界的东西败坏他们的心志。
So Daniel and his friend made up their mind that they would not be defiled by these things of the world.
很多的时候我们遇见一些事情的时候
So often when circumstances happen to us
神的儿女常常有两个不同的反应
There are two different reactions from the children of God
要么就说既然是这样那就随波逐流就不去坚持他们在神面前的信心
One group will say well since it happens like this we'll just follow the go with the flow and they will not insist their faith in the Lord
既然在这样的环境中就享受享受吧就宴落宴落吧
Since the Lord has placed us in this environment let us go and go with the pleasure
有的时候就从另外一个直接跑到另外一个极端去
But some people will go from one extreme to another
我们是信仰神的人
We worship God
我们坚决不妥协
And we will not compromise
我想跟他们斗争到底
We'll fight till the end
这是另外一个的反应
And that's another reaction
但是我看见在这里但以理和的朋友他也不妥协
But here we saw Daniel and his friends they did not compromise
也不随波逐流
But they did not indulge themselves
但他们用婉软的言语温柔的心来请求他们的那个翻现
With the with a gentle heart and words of wisdom, they pleaded with the commander.
他们从这样的一个表现，看见他们对神的信心。
From their action, we saw their faith towards the Lord.
对人的尊重。
And how they respected everyone.
我对自己的肯定。
They also was sure of themselves.
我求神帮助我们在处理各样的事情的时候，有一个柔和的心。
So in dealing with everything, may the Lord give us a heart of gentleness.
但是我们能坚持在神面前的对神的信心。
But that we can insist.
持守我们的纯正。
That we can hold fast onto the faith that the Lord has given us.
因为很多时候，当事情来了以后。
Because every time something arises.
我们常常烦躁不安。
It causes us to be very anxious.
我们脾气发在别人的身上。
We become upset and our anger casts onto others.
或者我们用暴力来争取我们的权益。
We even try to fight for our own rights by violence.
这些都是出于自己肉体的表现。
These all come from our own flesh.
是对自己没有把握。
Because we're not sure of ourselves.
是对神的信心不够的反应。
Because we do not have enough faith towards
God. 在这里我们看见但以理的朋友们，他们在那里，他们坚持他们在神面前的信心。
Here we saw Daniel and his friends held fast unto their faith towards
God. 他请求太监讲容他们不吃那个王膳跟不喝王酒。
They pleaded with the head eunuchs that they would not drink from the choice food of the king.
他们求神说，他们求他们说，你让我们吃白水，喝白水，吃蔬菜。
They pleaded saying, just give us vegetables and water to drink.
请你试试我们。
Try us.
如果十天以后看见我们的情形不对，你可以按照你所想的来对待我们。
After 10 days, if we're not as we said, then you can treat us as you observe.
他们愿意为着信仰纯正的缘故，他们愿意吃白，喝白水，吃蔬菜。
Because of their pure faith, they are willing to eat just vegetables and drink water.
他们愿意为神，在神面前持守他们的纯正。
They're willing to stand before the Lord and hold
fast unto their purity. 所以我们看见神祝福他们。
So the Lord blessed them.
那经过十天的试验。
After 10 days of trial.
他们在看来跟同岁的少年人更加健美，更加健康。
And they seemed better and well, better nutritious than all the youth that were eating the king's choice food.
在三年的时间里面，他们接受各样的训练和学习。
In 3 years, they received all the trainings and education.
神保守他们。
God
因为他们在神面前的祷告和祈求蒙神的答应。
Because their prayers and their pleading before the Lord were answered.
神祝福他们。
God blessed them.
让赐他们智慧、聪明和才智。
God gave them all kinds of wisdom and understanding.
而且神把那个各样的异象和异梦的智慧赐给他们。
And Daniel even was able to interpret all kinds of dreams and visions.
经过三年以后，他们要带到王的面前，成为在事后在王面前的情形。
After 3 years, they were brought before the king to enter into his personal service.
王帝在考验他们的时候。
When King tested them,
看见他们比同岁的少年人，比那些巴比伦的术士智慧超过十倍。
The king found that they were 10 times better than all the astrologers and all the sorcerers of Babylon.
因为在他在能在神面前的信心，在神面前的祷告，蒙神的答应。
Because their faith and their prayers were answered by the Lord.
这是给我们一点的提醒。
And gives us some warning.
我们该如何在神面前有个该有的态度和在神面前将来坚守我们在神面前的纯正。
It reminds me what kind of attitude we should have before the Lord and how we should keep our purity.
当我们愿意为主摆上的时候，
as we're willing to offer ourselves before the Lord,
我愿意付代价的跟随主的时候，
as we're willing to pay the price and follow him,
神把加倍的祝福来赐给我们。
The Lord will bless us with much.
后来我们看见在巴比伦国家也发生一件的事情。
And one thing happened in the kingdom of Babylon.
我们知道巴比伦王尼布加勒沙是个大将军。
We know King Nebuchadnezzar is a great commander.
他在当时的战场上无所不敌。
And in the battlefield, he's a conqueror.
他们的国家从波斯直到欧洲那个广大的地方都被他们占领。
From the land of Persia unto Europe, the whole land was conquered by them.
但是有一天他在王宫里做一个梦。
But one day in his kingdom or in his palace, he had a dream.
在这个梦中他发现他非常烦躁。
In the dream, he realized he was very anxious.
当他梦里醒来的时候，他把梦也忘记了。
And when he woke up, he forgot the dream.
他就把那巴比伦所有的术士和那些智慧人招来。
So he brought to him all the wise men, all the magicians and astrologers.
他说我昨天做了一个梦。
He said, I had a dream yesterday.
你们把我昨天做的梦告诉我。
Tell me my dream.
因为我忘记了。
Because I forgot it.
不但把梦要告诉我。
Not only tell me my dream.
还要把梦的讲解的告诉我。
But also interpret it for me.
这实在是个非常 无理的要求。
It seems to be a very unreasonable request.
所以那些大臣和那智慧人就告诉王说。
So all the officials and the magicians told the king.
请你把梦告诉我。
Tell us your dream.
我们就能把梦的讲解告诉。
Then we'll interpret it for you.
但是，因为这是非常没有人能做的事情。
Because this is something no one can do.
但是这个王帝蛮不讲理。
But king is unreasonable.
他说：“你们如果不把梦告诉我
，He said, if you don't tell me my dream,
不把那个梦的讲解告诉我
，and if you don't interpret it for me,
我就要把你全部杀死。
I'll kill you all.
但是谁也不能做这样的事情。
But nobody can do.
他的大臣就告诉他王说啊
，So the officials told the king.
王所问的事情啊非常困难。
What you ask for is very difficult.
除了不跟世人同居的神明，没有人在王面前能说出这样的事情。
No one can declare it except the God who does not dwell with men.
因为巴比伦的王，他们那个世界的那些假的偶像，那些神都是不跟人同住的。
Because all the false idols and all the false gods, the king of Babylon worships, they do not dwell with men.
因为是假神。
Because they were false.
但是感谢神啊。
But we thank the Lord.
我们的神是与我们同住的。
Our God lives with us.
他愿意住在我们中间。
He desires to dwell
among us. 他愿意与我们同在。因为他是又真又活的神。
Have his presence among us because he's true and living.
在这样的环境中。
In these circumstances.
王就下令说把所有的巴比伦术士智慧人通通杀死。
The king ordered a command saying to let's kill all the wise men in Babylon.
因为他们没有把我要做的梦告诉我
，because they cannot tell me my dream，
也没有把梦的讲解告诉我
，and they cannot interpret my dream to me。
王说的话就谁也不能反对
，so when the king，
所以那个乌会长就要把所有的巴比伦的术士和智慧人都要杀死
，so the head of the bodyguard were going out to kill every wise man， every magician。
因为但以理和的朋友也是在这一般人当中
，because Daniel and his friends are found among these people，
他们就要寻找要把他们杀死。
They were going to be killed.
当卫长来到但以理的时候
，As the head of the bodyguard came to Daniel,
但以理就问他说
，Daniel asked him,
事情为什么是这样啊
？What happened?
那到底发生什么事情啊
？For what reason?
那个卫长就告诉但以理说，因为这样。
So the head of the bodyguard told him what happened.
所以没办法，我们都要把你们都杀死。
So I have no choice but to kill you all.
但以理在这样的情形底下。他用一个智慧的言语来跟这位乌会长说。
But under these circumstances, Daniel spoke with words of wisdom.
能不能把我带到王面前
？Can you bring me before the king？
我求王来宽限一些。
That he will give me some time。
也许我们能从神那里得着智慧。
Perhaps we can gain wisdom from God。
解决这个问题。
That we can solve your question.
这果然会长把他带到王的面前。
And surely enough, the head of bodyguard brought Daniel before the king.
婉言请求王给他一个人宽限。
So with wise words, Daniel asked for a postponement.
结果王说好，你就给你一点点时间。
So king says yes, I will give you some time.
然后我们看见但以理回到他的住的地方。
As Daniel returned to where he lives,
跟他的三个朋友。
He shared with his three friends.
一起来祷告
They came together to pray to the Lord and appeal before the Lord.
他们对神有绝对的信心。
They had a total faith.
他们认识神是掌管一切的神。
They know that God is the God who holds
everything. 所以当他们这样同心合意在神面前祷告的时候
As they pray together in one accord.
他相信神要听他们祷告。
They trusted that God will listen to their prayer.
实实在在的神是听祷告的神。
Truly God is a God who answers prayers.
神他天上的神要向他们施怜悯。
He is the God of heaven, but he will show mercy.
当他们同心合意祷告的时候
，As they prayed in one accord,
神就把奥秘的事向但以理的启示。
God revealed to them the mystery.
这个我们看见祷告是何等的有功效。
We see such how functioning this prayer.
而且我们知道
，And we know,
但以理他不是一个人在祷告。
Daniel is not praying by himself.
他有些祷告的同伴。
He has companions in prayer.
感谢主，在我们神的家中，我们非常感谢神的恩典。
In the house of God, we praise Him for His grace.
神给赐给我们很多同伴。
He gave us many companions.
在神面前一同来追求。
So that we can pursue the Lord together. To pray together.
有难处的时候彼此代求。
In difficulties, we can pray.
有事情的时候彼此帮助。
In difficulties, we can help one
another. 神把彼此相爱心放在我们神的儿女中间。
He has placed the heart of love among His children.
给我们一个很大的保护。
And that we're protected.
给我们很大的恩典。
And he has given us grace.
我常常劝弟兄姊妹,
I often urge brothers and sisters.
我们在神的家中需要有一些属灵的同伴,
we need to find these spiritual companions in the
一同,
house of God.
有事情行, 一同分享,
together we need to share.
有难处的时候一同来祷告。
In difficulties, we need to pray with each other.
当我们能够在这样的神面前有这样的属灵同伴的时候,
if we have these spiritual companions before God, then it's truly our blessing.
也是教会的祝福。
It is a blessing for the church.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹, 你在神的家中,
so I hope as you dwell in the house of God, at least you should have one or two companions in the spiritual realm.
弟兄,
if your brother find one or two brothers to pray together,
姊妹,
if your sister find one or two sisters that you can pray in one accord, that we can intercede for one another, and to pray for one another.
祷告的时候,
if we have many brothers and sisters in the house of God in prayers,
我们蒙受神的恩典,
then we will receive grace and blessings. 蒙受神的恩典, the house of
在这里,
God will receive God's
神也,
grace.
在这里要做奇妙的事情,
that he will do amazing things.
神的教会得着福性,
and his church will be revived.
不但我们来神面前蒙受神的恩典,
not only will we receive grace from God,
神要把神这个恩典在我们的家中,
but God in our own families.
在我们所做的 生工作的单位中,
in our workplace,
在我们所在的这一片土地上,
in the land that we live on,
让神得着荣耀,
he will gain glory,
我们得着祝福,
we will
也把祝福带给周围的人,
that we can bring blessing to all those around us.
神要在这里做福星的工作,
he will revive his work.
感谢神, 但以理和他三个朋友, 他们问, 因为他们在神面前祷告,
Daniel and his three friends, because they prayed before the Lord, God heard them.
所以神在晚间就把那个梦, 指示给但以理,
so in the night time, God has revealed the mystery and the interpretation to Daniel.
来显明给他们,
and the vision was given them.
这是同心祷告的恩典,
that is a result and the grace of praying in one. As he received the interpretation of the vision,
但以理第一个反应是什么?
What is his first reaction?
他在那里把感谢、赞美、敬拜归给
He gave all thanksgiving, praises, and worship to the God of heaven.
他说神的名是应当称颂的,
he says, the name of God be blessed.
因为我们的神从亘古到永远,
because he is God from never change.
他从亘古到永远,
he is God forever and ever.
而且智慧能力都属乎他的,
and wisdom and power belong to him.
在那里翻译, 首诗歌来赞美神,
and he even praised God with a song.
但愿神也常常, 在我们祷告神的时候,
may the Lord, as we pray to him,
我从神那里得着答应的时候,
as God answers our prayers,
我们不要忘记把颂赞荣耀归给我们的神,
let us not forget to give him all praises and glory unto him.
而且我们因为平常在神面前有一个这样的学习,
as we have this learning before him,
让保罗所提醒我们那三点,
as how Paul reminded us these three points,
要常常喜乐,
rejoice always,
不住的祷告,
pray unceasingly,
凡事谢恩,
in all things,
让这些生命的实际从我们身上活出来,
that these realities can be lived out of us.
所以后来但以理就因为得着神的恩典,
because Daniel received the grace from God,
认识这位神是赐人智慧的神,
he came to know that this is God that gives wisdom and power. He is a God where light dwells with him.
他在那说, 我的神, 我感谢, 我赞美你,
so he says, my God, the God of my father, I give thanks and praise.
因为将智慧才能赐给人,
for you have given wisdom and power.
允准了我们所祈求的,
and you have heard what we requested of you.
王的事向我们显明,
and you have made known to us the history of the king.
他就告诉那个卫长,
so he told Arioch.
卫长就把他带到王的面前,
and he was brought before the king.
他就告诉王说, 现在我来告诉你,
and he told the king, now I can tell you.
他说不是我能解你的梦,
not because I can interpret your dreams,
也不是我能够明白你的梦,
not because I'm able to understand,
因为只有一位天上的神,
because there is only God in heaven, He can receive reveal mysteries.
他已经将日后必要显明的事来告诉你。
He has revealed to you what will happen in the days to come.
因为我们的神是显明奥秘事的神。
Because he is the God who reveals mysteries.
所以他就告诉王说，你做了一个梦。
So he told the king, you had a dream.
你这个梦梦见一个大象。
And you dreamed a great image.
而且这个大象又高又荣耀，站在你的面前。
It's a great statue, high and lofty.
形状十分的可怕。
And it's terrible in countenance.
而且他告诉王说，这个像一个很特别的情形。
And it's a very marvelous statue.
他头是金的。
He had the head of gold.
胸膛和膀背是铁是银的。
And his breast and his arms of silver.
肚腹是腰是铜的。
Its belly and its thighs were of bronze.
腿是铁的。
And the legs of iron.
脚是半泥半铁的。
The feet are partly of iron and partly clay.
神所赐给尼布加利沙王的一个意象。
That is a vision that God gave the king Nebuchadnezzar.
今天我们没有时间来解释这个意象。
Today we don't have time to explain this vision.
但是后来。
But later on.
有一块从天上下来的石头。
There is a stone cut out from heaven.
是非人手所凿的石头。
It's not cut out with human hands.
从山里出来。
And it came from the mountain.
打碎了这一个大象。
It crushed the statue.
而且这石头变成一座大山充满天下。
And this stone becomes a mountain that filled the whole earth.
这里特别说到人的果。
And this talks about.
最后人的果虽然强大。
It talks about the kingdom of men, even though it is strong and powerful.
最后神的国要打碎一切人的国。
But the kingdom of God will come and crush
everything of men. 神的国有一天又充满天下。
And one day the kingdom of God will fill the heaven and the earth.
所以当但以理把这一个意象来告诉尼布加利沙王的时候。
As Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar his dream.
这位非常强势的君王。
And this powerful king.
他听见从神来的梦和解释。
He heard the dream from God and the interpretation of God.
他在匍匐在那里敬拜我们但以理的神。
He fell on his face and paid worship to the king of Daniel, to the God of Daniel, who is also our God.
他说，这是显明奥秘事的神，诚然是万神之神，万王之主。
Surely your God is God of gods and the Lord of kings who reveals mysteries.
因为但以理和他朋友他们在神面前那个信心的祷告。
Because of the faithful prayer of Daniel and his friends.
不但救了但以理和他的朋友。
Not only they were saved.
也救了所有那些智慧人和术士。
But all the wise men of Babylon were also saved.
而且看见因为他们的祷告。
We also see because of their prayers.
叫外邦的君王来信服这位我们所相信这位万神之神
this,
万主之主。
This Gentile king will come to know and even worship our Lord who is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings.
而且叫神得着荣耀。
And God will receive glory.
这是我们在神面前看见但以理和朋友他们同心祷告的效果。
That is, we saw the effect of their prayers.
但是我们知道
But we also know,
人虽然听见神的话,
even though men can hear the word of God,
但是不一定遵行神的话,
they might not know, they might not obey God's word.
后来我们看见这个尼布加利沙王他一再的违背神的命令。
So we see King Nebuchadnezzar continually rebelled against God's command.
后来他也做了一些非常愚昧的事情。
And out of his foolishness, he did many wrong errors.
但是神一直借助他们但以理和朋友的祷告来显明神的恩典。
But through the prayers of Daniel and his friends, God continued to show his grace.
但是感谢神，但以理因为在神面前，他们在神面前来尊神为大。
But we thank the Lord because Daniel exalted God.
结果但以理和他的朋友在巴比伦成为王所非常重用的大臣。
So they became the greatest administrators in Babylon.
我们看见后来但以理成为四朝的宰相。
We see that he became even administrator in four, under four kings.
后来直到古列王元年他还在那里侍候在当时的国度里面。
And he remained there until King Cyrus.
但是我们就知道我们的祷告蒙神的答应。
And we know that our prayers are listened and answered by the Lord.
神的儿女在神面前的忠心。
Our faithfulness.
仇敌 并不放过我们。
And because of our faithfulness, the enemy will not let us go.
仇敌要借助各样各样的环境来去败坏神的儿女。
Through all different circumstances, the enemies of God will try to corrupt us.
要攻击神的儿女。
They're coming to attack us and trying to destroy us.
神在一直是站在神的仆人的一边。
But God is standing on the side of his servants.
当我们能够忠心在神面前的时候，
If we can be faithful before the Lord,
神自己成为我们的保护和恩典。
He himself will be our protection and our grace.
今天神的儿女也常常经历很多这样的事情。
And we experience many things like this.
当我们愿意为神来做工的时候，
When we're willing to work for the Lord,
仇敌会来攻击我们。
The enemy will attack us.
当我们愿意来祷告在神面前的时候，
But if we're willing to pray before him,
仇敌常常借助环境来败坏我们的信心。
Enemy will try to destroy our faith by all the circumstances.
我们能不能在神面前说，主啊，我愿意跟随你。
But can we stand before God and say, Lord, we're willing to follow you.
不管环境如何。
No matter what circumstances avail.
不管我们看不看见你的保守。
Either we see your protection
or not. 我仍然相信你是掌管万有的神。
We still trust that you are God who holds
all things in our hands. 我仍然愿意来跟随你。
We're willing to follow you.
如果能够这样在神的面前，
If we have such a heart before God,
不但我们蒙福，
Not only we will receive blessings,
我们也能把祝福带给我们的教会。
We will also bring blessings to all those around us.
来到但以理书第六章的时候，
So when we come to Daniel chapter 6,
已经另外一个王在当政。
Here is another king.
那是大力乌王，他在那里掌管当时的帝国。
There is King Darius who is ruling over all the kingdoms.
那时候大力乌王立了120个总长总督来治理通国。
He has 120 satraps over the kingdom.
但是因为但以理有美好的灵性。
Because Daniel is more wise over all of them.
而且他是在忠心，在神面前忠心。
And he is faithful before God.
在人面前也尽忠。
He was also diligent before men.
所以他在那里被立为三位总长之一。
Then he was said to be one of the three administrators.
我们知道我们在今天在世界上。
Now we know here for us to be in this world.
我们活在这个世界上。
We're living in this world.
主耶稣说我们没有把你们从世界上带走。
The Lord Jesus did not pluck you out of this world.
你们仍然活在世上。
You're still living in this world.
神说我为你们祷告。
The Lord says, I prayed for you.
保守你们的信心。
That God will keep your faith.
虽然仇敌在攻击。
Even though the enemy is attacking,
他是说我的爱永远不改变。
But my love never changes.
如果我们能够在神面前有充足的信心的时候，
If we have the fullness of faith before God,
我们不单在神面前忠心，
Not only will we have be faithful before him,
在我们的工作，在我们的读书，在我们的生活，在我们家庭中，也能够有信心的表现。
But also at our workplace, in our studies, in our families, we can also be faithful.
所以神的儿女需要一个平衡的情形。
So we need to have a balanced life.
很多人他们活在好像活在一个飘渺的一种环境中。
So often as if we're living in a floating condition.
要么就是跟世界的人一样。
Either we're just like the people of the world.
好像跟世界的人没有什么分别。
That we have no difference from
the people of the world. 他们做什么，我就做什么。
We do whatever they do.
跟已经被世界所同化。
That we are simulated by the world, the culture
of the world. 有的人活在一个境界中。
But sometimes people live in another condition.
他们说我只去追求神。
They say we only pursue the Lord.
我只读圣经。
We only read the Bible.
我只祷告。
We only pray.
那世界事情一概不管。
And I don't care for anything of the world.
这也不是我们该有的态度。
But that is not our attitude.
因为我们一方面，我们在世界里面，我们要跟那世界的人分别出来。
On one hand, we need to be separated from the people of the world.
而且我们在生活中要活出基督徒的榜样。
And in our daily life, we need to live out the example of Christ.
我们用神的爱去爱我们周围的人。
We need to love the people around us with the love of
God. 我在工作中尽我们的力量去做好我们的工作。
At our workplace, we need to be diligent with all our might.
神的话告诉我们，我们服侍人不像是服侍人，来像服侍神。
The word of God tells us we're serving this world not as people serve people, but we're serving God.
我们工作的时候，不管人在人不在，我们衷心的做好我们该有的工作。
As we work, doesn't matter if your boss is there or not. We need to be diligent and do your work.
我们不是坐在人面前，而是坐在神面前。
We're not working before men.
我们在家庭中，我们用神的爱去爱那些有的不可爱的人。
At home, we need to love those who cannot be loved.
我们爱邻舍，不是因为他好才爱他，因为这是主的命令。
We do not love people because they're lovable, but it is because it's a command of the Lord.
我们这神的儿女要有神儿女该有的爱的表现。
We are as children of God should have the example of love in our life.
我们在传福音的事上，我们要知道，我们要为着神的缘故，把福音传给我们周围的人。
As we share the gospel, we know for the sake of the name of the Lord, we need to share the gospel to the people around us.
你知道吗？很多时候我们最难传福音是什么人？
You know, who are the hardest people for us to share the gospel with?
那是我们家里的人。
It is the people in our family.
为什么在家里传福音很困难？
Why is it so difficult to share the gospel?
因为常常我们是家里的表现不像我们该有的情形。
Because we do not live as we're supposed to at our homes.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
很多没有信主的人。
So many unbelievers.
虽然他们不信主。
Even though they do not believe the Lord.
但对我们这些信主的人，他有一个标准。
But they have a standard for us who believe the Lord.
比如说你们是神是爱的神。
It was, you have said that God is a God of love.
那你们生活有没有爱？
Do you have love in your life?
你的爱心有没有表现出来？
Do you show your love in your life?
那你的行为跟你所说的是否一样？
Does your action measure up to your words?
你说你有主的平安和喜乐。
You said God is a God of peace and joy.
那信了主以后，你得着神从神来的平安和喜乐。
Now that you have accepted the Lord, do you receive joy and peace from the Lord?
那每天你是苦作脸就做人。
Every day you show me this bitter face.
天天愁眉苦脸的。
You're always frowning.
那你的喜乐在哪里？
Where is your joy?
问，因为你对神没有信心。
Do you have faith before the Lord?
因为你所做的都自己的挑重担。
Because you're doing it yourself, you're carrying the burden by yourself.
没有把你拦出来交给神。
You did not give your troubles to God.
但是如果你真的相信神，
But if you really believe,
也许你在患难中也经历神的恩典。
Even in tribulations, you receive His grace.
你相信神， 神的恩典是够你用的。
You trust that His grace is enough for you.
你相信神所赐给你的难处不会过于的所能承担的。
You trust that He will not give you burdens more than you can afford.
你相信神在掌管一切。
You trust that He is
commander of all things. 你能在苦难中，在艰难中来发出喜乐和赞美。
Even in tribulations, you will have joy and praises to God.
把感谢为祭，祭献给神。
To give Him a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
当这样的时候，人看见我们，看见神的恩典。
If this is our life, then people, as they see us, they will see the grace of
God. 看见我们，因为神的恩典胜过一切外面的难处。
They will see the grace of God is bigger than all the difficulties.
我们能够常常喜乐。
That we can rejoice always.
能够不住的祷告。
We can pray unceasingly.
能够凡事的谢恩。
And in all things we can give thanks.
因为这是神在基督里、耶稣里向我所定的旨意。
Because that's God's will for us in Christ.
当我们这样来活出这个生命的实际的时候，
As we live out the reality of His life.
人看见我们就羡慕。
Then they would be jealous of us.
还不需要你用嘴巴来传福音。
We don't have to preach our lips with our lips.
你的生命，
our life,
你的表现，
and our actions,
就把福音传开了。
Will be a gospel itself.
能看见我说这位信主的人，
They will see this man who believes God.
他在这样的艰难中，他还能喜乐。
In such difficulties, they can still rejoice.
在人不能负担的重担底下，他还能赞美。
Under these burdens the man cannot bear, they can still praise God.
我们也要信这样的神。
We want to believe in such a God too.
这是用生命来影响生命。
You know, this is.
但愿我们在这些事情上能够给我们一些提醒。
That the Lord will remind us in small things in life.
我们回到还是回到但以理。
And we can come back to the book of Daniel.
在但以理第六章的时候，发生一件很大的事情。
In chapter 6, a great thing happened.
因为但以理他在神面前的忠心。
Because his faithfulness before God.
他在这人的国中，他是那样的尽心竭力的为着国王办所有一切的事情。
He was so diligent before the king and settling all the matters of the king.
仇敌并不甘心。
The enemies are, will not give up.
他们因为但以理有美好的灵性，怎么找不到他有什么事情可以把他扳倒的。
Because of the good virtue of Daniel, there is nothing that they can find that can wrong
Daniel. 仇敌在那里设一个诡计。
There is no ground of accusation.
他说要找他的把柄啊，在人的世上找不到任何可以为难他的事情。
So they can only set up a trap because they say there is no ground of accusation in anything, of that he does.
所以那些总长, 来, 他们在那妒忌他,
they were envious of him. Because the king looked highly upon him. So they set up a scheme.
他说,
they came before the king and asked the king,
我们在这里定一个法律,
let us set up a decree.
这30天以外, 谁都不能向王以外的任何人和任何神来求什么。
In 30 days, no one should ask anyone or pray to any God except to the king.
如果有人, 向王以外, 向人, 向神求什么,
if anyone prays to any God or any other man except the king,
就把他丢在狮子坑里面,
that
让狮子把他吃掉,
that man will be thrown into the lion's den.
这个王觉得很好啊,
the king thought it was very good.
唯有我是最伟大的王,
I'm the greatest king.
任何人, 都不能比我更大,
no one's greater than me.
所以, 这是一个很好的主意,
so that's a great idea.
所以他在那里就按照这些大臣的要求, 就定了这一个禁令,
so according to his officials, he set up this edict.
而且在这个禁令上盖上他的雨伞,
and he sealed it with his signet ring.
因为在波斯帝国里面, 任何, 加上雨伞的禁令, 谁也不能改变的,
because in the kingdom of Persia, no, the command of the king that's sealed with his signet ring cannot be changed by anyone. Not even the king himself can retract his own orders. The king himself does not know he fell into the trap of his officials.
结果,
but after Daniel learned this command,
他知道王已经把右塞盖在那个禁令上,
he knew the king already sealed this edict with his own signet ring.
但是他仍然按照平常一样, 一天三次来敬拜神。
He continued to worship God 3 times a day, as he did usually.
因为仇敌是针对他而定这个禁令。
Because the enemy set up this edict just for him.
因为他们知道他每天一天三次的在对着耶路撒冷来敬拜。
Because they knew 3 times a day he will worship God facing Jerusalem.
知道虽然但以理是被掳到巴比伦去,
even though Daniel was a captive, an exile to Babylon,
他仍然关心他自己的国家,
he still cared for his own kingdom.
他关心他自己的,
he cares for his nation and his people.
他为着耶路撒冷来祷告,
facing Jerusalem, he
为着神的复兴来祷告,
for the revival of the Lord.
为着神把他们从仇敌里面被救出来祷告,
they were praying that God would
save them from the
hands of the enemies.
这是一个在患难中,在艰难中仍然不改变的信心坚定的一个人。
This is a man who has a faith that does not change in tribulations.
不晓得弟兄姊妹,你们有没有常常为着你家人来祷告?
Do you always pray for your family members?
有为着你自己的祷告?
Do you pray for yourself?
有没有为着教会来祷告?
Do you pray for the church?
有没有为着你的同胞来祷告?
Do you pray for your own people?
保罗是我们一个榜样。
Paul is our example.
他愿意自己弃绝,说为着以色列同胞来祷告。
And he offered himself as a sacrifice to pray for the people of Israel.
他盼望他的同胞能够得着神的恩典。
He really prayed that the people of Israel will receive grace from God, that they will return and come to God.
因为但以理他知道以色列人被掳到巴比伦去。
Because Daniel knew, even though the Israelites were captured into Babylon,
因为他的同胞离弃了神,
because it was because of their sin, they forsook God.
因为他们拜偶像,
because they worshipped idols.
他们忘记神的恩典,
they forgot the grace of God.
他们又因为神的恩典来感谢, 来赞美,
they did not give thanks and praises according to the grace they were received. They have followed idols.
因此他们被神所惩罚, so they were 掳掠到外邦去,
so they were punished and they were exiled into foreign land.
而且他也知道神有个定规,
but we know he knew that God had a command.
神有一天要回来拯救他们,
one day God will return.
当历史满足的时候, 70年满足的时候, 神要把他们重新带回到他们祖宗的地方去。
At the fullness of time, God will again save them and return them to the land of their fathers.
所以他迫切地为着神的国,
so they prayed continually and fervently for his people and for God's people.
感谢神的恩典,
we thank God for his
今天我们的中国人,
grace. Today for us Chinese,
我们有否为着我们自己, 中国同胞来祷告?
Do you pray for your Chinese for the people of China.
中国有十几亿的人口。
There are 1.4 billion people in China.
这我们有多少的信主的人？
How many of them believe the Lord?
最新的统计大概不到 7%。
By the latest statistics, only 7%.
不管从台湾来的，从大陆来的，从香港来的。
Including all the people from Taiwan, from mainland China, or from Hong Kong.
多少的偶像霸占了中国人的心。
There are so many idols that capture the heart of Chinese.
我们有没有为我们的同胞来祷告？
Do we pray for our people?
这么多的迷失的人。
So many lost souls.
一天多少的灵魂走向地狱死亡的里面。
How many souls die and perish in hell?
但是感谢神，今天在中国里面也有很多人在付代价来传福音。
But we thank the Lord, many people are paying the price to share
the
gospel in China. 感谢神，
最不完全统计，每天也许有几千人得救。
By incomplete statistics, some people say perhaps there are thousands of people being saved every day.
但是在国内里面很多服事的人神的工人是非常的不够。
But there is not enough workers still.
所以很多的神的仆人他们愿意回到中国去帮助神的儿女。
So many servants are still returning to China to help the children.
在那里训练一些神的工人。
To train up workers.
是牧养神的百姓。
That they can shepherd God's people.
而且借助当地的同工们在神面前的领受好好的传福音让神的恩典临到我们自己的同胞。
Through the training of all the co-workers, that they can share the gospel, that grace can fall upon people of China.
这次来到这里的教会。
And this time as I come here,
我看见弟兄姊妹对神的话是那样的渴慕。
We see that you all have such a desire for the word of God.
而且在周五晚上不同的组他们在研读神的话语。
Now you have so many Bible study groups to study the word of God.
这实在看见你们在神面前所下的功夫实在值得我们赞赏。
We see that you have paid the price and show the effort before the Lord.
但愿我们在神的话上下根基。
May we be built up on the foundation of His Word.
而且我们在不但在神的话上下根基，而且让神的话成为我们的生命，成为我们的生活。
But not only we need to lay the foundation in His words, His Word should become life and reality in our life.
神必要大大的祝福我们。
He will bless us greatly.
我回到但以理。
We'll come back to the book of Daniel.
但以理听见那个王所定的命令。
As Daniel heard the edict from the king.
在三十日之内不除了向王以外不能向人向神求什么。
That in 30 days, no one should pray or ask anything to anyone except the king.
他知道，如果他这样一天三次的来敬拜神，
He knew if he continued to worship God,
他会落到什么样的情形底下。
He knew what result he would receive.
但是他相信，他所相信的神是掌管一切的神。
But he believed the God he worships is the God who is sovereign over all.
而且他为着他同胞，为着神的国，他愿意付代价的，继续的。跟往常一样，一天三次的跪在那里向神的祈祷。
And he's willing to pay the price for his God.
他并没有因为王令而做一些迁就或者一些妥协。
He did not compromise because of the edict of the king.
因为他知道他所敬拜的神是应当称颂的。
Because he knows the God he worships.
他知道这位神是值得我，他愿意摆上来敬拜的。
This God is worthy for him to pay the price of his life to worship.
而且他知道这位神是听祷告的神。
And he knows that this God
answers prayer. 他为着同胞，为着神的旨意来这里，如常一样的来祷告。
So for his people, for the will of his God, he continued to pray as usual.
结果那些大臣看见这件事情。
So all the officials observed it.
就报告了王。
And they reported to the king.
他说但以理他违背你的命令。
And they said Daniel had, he did not keep your command.
那他按照这个禁令要把他丢在狮子坑里面。
And because by the command, he needs to be thrown into the lion's den.
这样王帝才发现原来中了他们的诡计。
And king suddenly realized he was deceived.
因为这个王帝知道但以理是一个忠心的人。
Because king knows Daniel is a faithful man.
但是因为王已经盖上印，所以不能更改。
But because this command is already sealed with his signet ring.
我看见王听到这他们的那些 控告以后，王自己心里也非常为难。
As the king heard all the accusations against Daniel, his heart was deeply distressed.
圣经告诉我们，王也没有办法能保住但以理。
But he himself cannot save Daniel.
因为他已经盖上印了。
Because he has already sealed his covenant.
王的忧忧愁愁的回到他的王宫里面
去。So with great distress, he returned to his palace.
而且整夜睡不着觉。
He cannot sleep all night.
到了第二天。
In the early morning.
那些人又来到王的面前。
All the people came before him.
那个禁令是你定的。
Saying this command is sealed by you, you have to carry it out.
所以人就把但以理抓来。
So king gave orders, and Daniel was brought in. 那个狮子坑里面。And cast it into the lion's den.
但是王就对但以理说。
And king spoke to Daniel.
他说你是永生神的仆人但以理啊。
You are the servant of the living God.
你说常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子的口吗？
Can your God whom you serve save you out of, deliver you out of the mouth of the lions?
但以理就对王说、
And、Daniel said to the king,
神会差遣使者封住狮子的口。
And the God will send his angels to seal the mouth of lions, that I will not be hurt.
因为我在神面前是无辜的。
Because I'm innocent before God.
我在王面前没有行过亏损王的事情。
I have done no wrong before the king.
你看但以理在神面前有这样的信心。
You see, Daniel has such a faith before the king.
他相信他所侍奉的神。
He trusts the God whom he serves. It's the living God.
结果人就把但以理丢在狮子坑里面。
So Daniel was casted into the lion's den.
但是我们看见
But we see,
但以理不能伤狮子。但狮子不能伤但以理。
The lions cannot harm Daniel.
因为神差遣使者来封住狮子的口。
Because God has sent angels to seal the mouth of lions.
所以我们看见神在那里掌管一切。
We see God is sovereign over everything.
结果因为王看见神的作为。
Because king saw the work of God.
王非常喜乐的就把人从叫人把但以理从坑里带上来。
The king was very pleased and gave order that king Daniel will be taken out from the lion's den. And he was not harmed at all.
因为他信靠他的神。
Because he trusted in his God.
但是那些控告他的人
But all his accusers,
王把他们和他们的家他们一帮人都扔在狮子坑里面
King, gave them and their wives and their children and threw them all into the lion's den.
我们知道狮子不是不能吃人
We know that the lion is able to eat and harm.
而是神封住狮子的口
But it was God who sealed them.
结果那些控告他们的人还没有掉在狮子坑还没有掉下去
Before they even reached the bottom of the den,
他们都被狮子吃掉。
They were destroyed and crushed by the lion.
所以在那里，大力物王就全谕旨在全国各族各方的那里，告诉当时的臣民。
So Darius the king wrote to all the people and the nation of all of his kingdom.
你们都要在但以理神面前战惊恐惧。
We need to pay reverence and tremble before the God of Daniel.
因为他是永远长存的活神。
And he's a living God and endures forever.
他的国永远不败坏。
And his kingdom is the one that will never be destroyed.
他的权柄永远长存。
And his dominion will be forever.
因为他是独行奇事的神。
Because he is the God of signs and wonders.
我从但以理身上看见，我从但以理身上看见一件事情。
Through the life of Daniel, we see one thing.
当我们能专心祷告神的时候
，As we pray with A fervent heart.
当我们愿意来依靠神的时候
，As we desire to rely on the Lord,
神自己是我们的帮助和拯救。
He is our defense and our deliverance.
因为神愿意人常常喜乐
，Because he wants us to rejoice always.
愿意我们不住的祷告
，He desires for us to pray unceasingly.
愿意我们凡事施恩
，He desires for us to give thanks in all things.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我所定的旨意。
That is his will for us in Christ Jesus.
因为神用他的全能来彰显在敬畏和信靠的人的身上。
And his mighty power is revealed in all those who trust in him.
神要在人的信靠上证明神在人中国中掌权。
Through the faith of man, God will prove that he is sovereign over the kingdom of
God. 神叫使者封住狮子的口。
And God can seal the mouth of lions.
灭了列佛的盟誓。
And he can, destroy all the armies.
胜了刀剑的封印。
Of the nations.
胜了刀剑的封印。
He can, overcome all the swords of men.
软弱的变为刚强。
that he can cause the weak to be strong.
这是神的作为。
That is his work.
因为这些人的信心的见证人用他生命的见证来荣耀神。
Because these faithful servants, they testify for the Lord by their
faith. 叫神的名得着称颂。
So the name of the Lord will
be praised. 叫外邦的君王和臣仆看见神的作为。
Even the kings of the nations and the officials will see the work of God.
称颂神为大。
And they can only praise and exalt
him. 感谢神，我们的神是应当称颂的。
We thank the Lord. He's worthy to be praised.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这些事情上能够学习一个恩典。
May we learn from his grace.
按照神的旨意。
By his will,
顺服在神的面前,
that we can submit ourselves.
当我活出那个得胜的生命,
that we can live out this overcoming life.
因为祷告得能力,
through prayers we can receive power.
神的名被称颂,
that his name will be glorified.
我们看见靠主就能够喜乐,
we see through Christ Jesus we can rejoice.
靠着自己就有被重担而忧愁,
by ourselves we can only bear our own burdens and
祷告就得着能力。
But through prayers, we can receive power.
赞美着荣荣耀神。
And we can praise and glorify him.
但愿神的话铭刻在我们心中。
May the Lord engrave his words in our hearts.
我们蒙神的恩典。
That we can receive his grace.
因为我们遵行神的旨意得着荣耀。
That he will be glorified because we can obey him.
我想我的话就停在这里。
And this is the end of my words. Let us have further words of prayers.
主我赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
求你自己借助你的话来提醒来帮助我们。
May you remind us and help us by your own words.
因为你的话带着生命和能力。
Because your word, from your word comes life and power.
不是我人能说什么。
It is not we can say anything.
而是你圣灵借助你的话来把你的心意来告诉我们。
It is your Holy Spirit through your own words.
谢谢你
will reveal to us your heart desire. We thank you. Your presence is with us.
谢谢你的同在在这里，叫我们能够看见你是施恩的神。
We thank you that through your presence we can see you are a God of grace.
你是永远不改变的神。
You are a God that is forever.
昨日、今日、直到永远，你不改变。
Yesterday, today, and forever, you are the same.
求你把许多的灵赏赐给我们。
Thank you, may you give us a spirit.
把祷告的能力赐给我们。
And a power of prayer.
那么常常因为你的恩典，把赞美、感谢来献给你。
So because of your grace, we can give you thanksgiving and praises always.
谢谢你与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence again.
感谢赞美靠主耶稣基督的
名。Thank and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.